Robot.
John, listener Andy wrote into robot@theincomparable.com and said, I always hear American podcasters refer to pizza as a pie. Is pizza really a pie? Europeans would mostly disagree, except maybe the British. Whoa, shots fired. Thanks for clarifying, even though I probably know your answer and disagree. Thank you, Andy, for disagreeing with us in advance. I love it. John, pizza pie. It's a nice steamy pizza pie.
This is one of the many experiences of, you know, I grew up on Long Island and I didn't really go anywhere except for we went into New England to ski on winter vacations. And that was just kind of like a ski resort vacation town.
Right.
So I was not well traveled, let's say. I think I went to Florida Disneyland once when I was too young to remember and to visit some relatives, to go to New Jersey to visit my grandparents. My other grandparents were in Levittown. So I was a New York person raised through and through. And when I went off to college, I had two important realizations. One, there was a pizza place right near my dorm. Like, this is great. It's a pizza place like around the block from my dorm. I'm going to get pizza there all the time. I got pizza and it was terrible. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize pizza could be terrible.
Pizza could be bad, yeah.
And it was. And two, when I went into a pizza place to order, and also I said I have a large pie, and they told me we don't serve dessert here. And my brain just, you know, seized up. I'm like, what? Because that's how, on Long Island growing up, we referred to them as pies, not even pizza pie. Pizza pie is like an expansion that I don't think we ever used. And if you ask, like, it's just you go and ask for a large pie.
Yeah.
That's just how you order pizza, and that is not how the rest of the world refers to pizza routinely, not even the rest of America. I don't know how far outside of the New York metro area you can go and say you want a large pie and not have the person complain to you that they don't serve dessert.
Mm.
So I understand the confusion, but, you know, regional shorthand is a thing. And the thing about regional shorthand in the New York metro area is there actually are a lot of people that live there, maybe even more people in the New York metro area than your entire country if you come from a small country. So I think we have a quorum.
Yeah.
But, you know, every place is different.
I think there are probably regionals, like a Chicago. I think the Chicago, you could probably call it a pie. And I actually would argue a Chicago style pizza is a lot closer to being a pie. I mean,
or a casserole.
Or a casserole, but I would say it's got a pie crust. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's pie, the Chicago style place here in the Bay Area that I love. That crust is absolutely it's pie crust, and I love it. Yeah. It's so good.
It's pressed into a pan, kind of like the same way you press a pie crust into a pan.
But the New York style pizza, I wouldn't really consider a pie, but it's a regionalism, and I get why it's pie like. But I think most people in the U.S. would not think of it that way. I was this shot taken at the British when I was in New Zealand, and we were driving around a lot because that's what you do in New Zealand, because it's like all about being out in the middle of nowhere and driving places and seeing beautiful things.
Should have just taken the Eagles, Jason.
Yeah, I know. Well, they weren't available. It's the same story as in Lord of the Rings.
No,
they're not available
to
the
end. The Eye of Sauron would have seen you. That's why you can't take them.
That's right. We did drive right past Mount Doom, actually, which was great. I took some pictures. The deal with New Zealand driving around is you're like, okay, now we have to get lunch, and there's nobody out there. I mean, most of New Zealand's just two-lane roads, and Americans hear that and they're like, oh no, that's going to be a problem. And friends, it's not a problem because there's nobody out there, so it's not a problem at all. No one is on the road in New Zealand, especially in the South Island. So you have to find a town to stop in, which is not a problem. And all the towns in New Zealand have cafes. And the cafes are pretty consistent. It's not a chain. They're all like local cafes, but they are consistent. And one of the things they've got is pies. They've got like meat pies, hand pies. You know, so it's like meat and cheese, like steak and cheese, or there's lots of other kinds too, in a pastry wrapped up. And you can eat them knife and fork. You can just hold it in your hand and eat it if you really want to. Like you'd get it at halftime at a soccer match in England, which I've also done. And this is my long, long way of saying, I think maybe a calzone is more of a pie in that way than a pizza is, because it's like a hand pie. If you wrap it around.
more of a British kind of pie, but
yeah, that kind of pie. But yes, I'm sure in mainland Europe, they're like, no, none of these are pies. That's
we
fine.
Never refer to calzone as pies in New York. Just FYI.
No, well, that would be very confusing.
Robot or not.